Welcome back, everybody, to the Cantina, where it takes me at least 6 or 7 tries to actually start the show. It's starting to end up like the Daily Cup of Genre, which is why I just don't do it anymore, because I don't know how to set it up. Start it up. Whatever. I'm Kyle, joined by one of my cohorts, Cam Clark, writer at LRMOnline.com. If you guys are not subscribed to the Genreverse YouTube channel, why? You should be. Lots of great content besides Star Wars opinions. We have Daily Cog. It's not really over. Anime reactions, all sorts of great content, game streams, and more coming in the future. If you are listening to us on your favorite podcast app on like Spotify or Apple, give us a follow, leave us a rating, and of course, check out LRMOnline.com every day for all written news, entertainment news, that is, celebrity interviews, opinions, reviews, whatnot. Great place to be. Also, if you've ever thought about writing for in the entertainment realm, email us. Well, email Mike Shockey, the guy that's usually here with us, Michael at LRMOnline.com, and let him know that you're interested in writing about something entertainment related, you know, anime, manga, comics, board games, Star Wars, you know, whatever you're into. Cam, how's it going, bud?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. Yourself?
I'm all right. I realized I was telling Cam, now I'm talking to the audience, I was telling Cam before that I had not fixed the overlays for us, and we actually had the browser was in front of part of us there, but it's all fixed now. Anyways, Shockey's not here. He had to go do like real world stuff, not pretend internet world stuff, and so that just leaves Cam and I, and we've got some Mandalorian news to discuss. I've got feelings on the title of the announced Mandalorian movie, and a movie that was being made until it wasn't, and now it is again, but with someone else, and some other fun little tidbits, because hey, it's the canteen. Anytime we talk Star Wars, you know it's going to be entertaining. Cam, the Mandalorian and Grogu is a pair, a duo of characters. Oh my God, it's also a movie. Holy crap, what a stupid title. I hope they change it. What did we learn this week, Cam? There is a Mandalorian and Grogu movie called The Mandalorian and Grogu. Not a Star Wars story, just as of right now, The Mandalorian and Grogu. What's up with that?
I mean, well, it's going to be directed by Jon Favreau, which is kind of not surprising, given that he wrote we'll get to that. but, you know, he's the creator of The Mandalorian. It's not the Mandalorian film. A few fans are like, does this mean we're not getting that quotation marks heir to the Empire movie from Dave Filoni? No, it doesn't mean that, because the official press release stated other movies in the works as well, and it stated the one from Shamin Obaid Chinoy, the one from James Mangold, and the one coming from Dave Filoni. So that's not this. We discussed this in a previous cantina, that there was some rumours that this could happen, that there had been talk about turning Mandalorian Season 4, which was supposed to start filming this year, and I'm talking that's post-strikes. If the strikes hadn't kicked in, it may have filmed last year. But it was supposed to start filming this year, and then we had heard that I think it was Shockey that kind of heard from a few sources that that was the kind of nuclear option if they had to go down that road of turning it into a movie. And it kind of looks as if that's what's happened. I think in terms of the rumours, we had heard that it was possible, but they were siding towards it being a series. And then a couple of weeks ago, if you remember, Jeff Snyder had said he had now heard that it was not going to be a series anymore and it was going to be a movie, which was kind of strange that it was a similar thing. But like you were, well, who's hearing what information first? You weren't kind of sure if this was old information or new information. Turns out Snyder was right. This was new information that they had at that point. They had made the call. In terms of, I'd also did an article about kind of how we got here and a few other things. There was one interesting line that Deadline had in their coverage of this story, and that was that they said that Season 4 of Mandalorian, as far as they understand, is still in development. And I know you agree with me. I don't buy that there is. My guess for this situation is that the story that was Season 4 of Mandalorian is what is being retooled into this the Mandalorian and Grogu movie. unless Favreau had been writing a movie completely in secret that no one knew about that was coming along. I just don't buy that. Because just from various rumors that we heard about it, and as we said that season four was supposed to shoot, as far as we know, this year as well. So now instead of that, the Mando movie will shoot this year. What's your kind of thoughts on it, apart from the title that you don't like?
I mean, look, one, season three of Mando sucked. No ifs, ands, ors, or buts about it. And
well, some of it sucked. There was some good bits.
The overwhelming majority of it sucked.
The whole pilot thing sucked.
Oh, my God. Avast. Oh, I'll never forgive you, Jon Favreau. I never, ever, ever will forgive you for that. Iron Man be damned. Mando season two's Mayfield episode be damned. That was awful. And I've got concerns, to be honest. I mean, one, I think the title does give away a little bit of potential tone with this. It's not a Star Wars story, so we're moving away from Solo and Rogue One. It's very cartoony. Like, I know people are going to point out Lone Wolf and Cub. I got it. But in the context of season three, it leads into the kind of cheesy corniness of it as well, and I've got concerns. I'm not sold on it, man. Like,
could be,
you
more
know?
Season one where they were kind of together and going on some bounties and
who
stuff
wrote
like
season
that.
Three
it's
though
hard to see
right
where they were going to go with it. Yeah,
didn't I'm you running, say Favreau was one, he's the season three guy, right?
I mean, he wrote all seasons, to be fair. He wrote every season.
I thought Filoni wrote some of season one or two.
Filoni
anyways,
definitely wrote some of it. He was
point being
screenplays for it. But,
I'm nervous from where we were at, but you know, and I know some people might say, "Oh well, season three's story's finished. Bo's the one in charge. This is Mando going off on his own." Like you pointed out, it could go back to like a season one, season two thing, which I would love. I would love to see that. And if that's what it turns out being, and it turns out to be as good as most of season one and season two were, then, you know, I could potentially forgive the title, but they're starting an uphill battle with me, and that sucks, but I have to admit it. But I'm the same with Marvel right now. Marvel's slapped me around with so much mediocrity that no matter what they put in front of me, I'm skeptical about. Same with Star Wars, between Book of Boba Fett, Mando season 3, Obi-Wan Kenobi. I'm flinching every time I see Star Wars, but I hope it's good. I want to talk about how this is a smart... Oh, did you have something to...
The only thing I was going to say is, as much as I could say it could work, my worry for it is that I don't think that this was the ideal. I don't think this was a creative choice from Favreau to say this would work better as a movie. This sounds to me like an executive call to do this. Like, it's a more, can you turn this into a movie rather than would you like to turn this into a movie? And that worries me slightly, because then you're taking that story and you're having to condense it and change it all up. So
I agree that it's potential for concern. We've seen when they've taken a movie and tried to turn it into a series, Boba Fett and Kenobi were both. Well, Kenobi was all but confirmed to be a movie at one point. The Book of Boba Fett, Kathleen says, "Oh, that was never a movie. Was never going to happen." Whatever, Kathleen, get bent.
There was one in development, but I just don't think it got very far. I think that's the difference.
And we'll talk about another movie that was in development and then wasn't and then is again, but I think you're right in the idea that this is an executive type decision. I think someone said, you know what, we want Rey back, but her last outing wasn't as hot as we had hoped, and maybe we should do something first. We should test the waters. We've got this hot thing. People, for better or worse, really liked Mando season three, and they like the Ahsoka stuff, and that's all kind of connected. What if we do a Mandalorian movie on the big screen first before bringing Rey back? And that's an idea you, me, Shockey, and others have discussed before. Is, you know, when the next Star Wars movie hits the big screen, it's got to be a banger. It's gotta do well. I think this might be a smarter move on a business sense in that context.
I mean, one thing you've got to say is that since Disney bought Lucasfilm, the two most popular characters they have introduced into the universe are Mandalorian and Grogu, without a doubt, in terms of how they've been picked up by the audience. Now, I'm not saying they're as popular as maybe some of the characters that existed prior to Disney buying it, but certainly if you compare that to Rey, Finn, Poe, whoever else was meaninglessly in the sequel trilogy, I don't even remember any of their names.
Admiral Holdo, freaking everyone's hero, right?
The whole maneuver, we all love her. So therefore, right now, they could be their most bankable asset in the Star Wars universe. I think another factor, as I said to you, is another thing that was covered is MSW released a rumor on the latest show to say that they have heard that Stephen Knight has not yet handed in a finished script for the Rey sequel movie.
Yeah, they don't have enough time for it.
I think what happened was they were hoping that that was going to film this year and that was going to be the next movie. And the fact that that is delayed to... Now, what's interesting, I've not covered it yet because I just saw it like an hour or two ago. Daisy Ridley did an interview. It was from a foreign... I think it was French and it was translated, but she obviously did it in English. And what she had said is she's not read the script. She has heard the story, which she likes. They are doing it, but she doesn't know when it's going to happen. Mm. You know, and that's as far as she knows, and that kind of matches up with this. If the script hasn't arrived yet, that could be what's caused them to think we need a movie out for Star Wars. We need to pull the trigger on the Mando option.
And that's again where it comes into it being a potentially smart move. They know that Rey's last time out again was not the most well received thing, so they want to make sure if they're going to use her again that they get it right. It also leaves the potential for them to try to work something out with John Boyega, who we know a lot of fans want back in a Force user.
I mean, it kind of would be weird unless he's been killed off screen for Finn not to appear, given his trajectory at the end of the last film. So
it is potentially upsetting for what it might mean for the Mandalorian story and that this might end up getting rushed. We don't know, but I do think it is the smart business sense instead of rushing the Rey movie and risking what you all know they hope will be another trilogy with her. Do this first. You've got some goodwill, not with me, but with others.
I don't think they'll go down the trilogy option. I think, you know, like I could see.
No, they hope if it does well.
Boyega movie, but many movies set in that area rather than like more of a Marvel type.
Yeah, it might not be like a
rather than trilogy.
It might not be like a numerical thing, but multiple movies with her. Absolutely. Or even starting a new saga. They might call it the New Jedi Order saga or some shit like that. But they have to get it right because if the first one with her is hated again, there you don't get to go back. You'll end up with you'll remember. It's just like we will never, ever, ever get another chance at Dark Phoenix Saga for X-Men because they fracked it up twice. So if they frack up Rey again,
years when they've rebooted the MCU again,
please
know, no. I mean, whatever.
Please no. Do Messiah Complex instead. Do Messiah Complex instead.
You're right in terms of like. I, as a fan, would prefer this Rey movie to take longer and them get it right than to go for a rushed out system. And at least we know with the Mando movie that the script for season 4 was complete quite some time ago. So if this has been an option, it's possible Favreau's had a little bit of time to sit and adapt, right? How would I adapt this into a movie that could go if they choose that option that we could press the go button? So I'm imagining we do actually have a finished script and for since the first time since The Rise of Skywalker, I think you'll agree with me, this movie's going to happen. It is going to get made. It will film this year and it will happen, you know? So
yeah. I'm pretty positive on that.
We also heard Ahsoka season 2 would definitely be happening as well from the same press.
The my issue with Ahsoka 1 was it was boring. Like overall, it was so much setup, and then just this one, you know, fan service episode.
Wasn't enough payoff. Not enough. There was a lot of payoff there, but not for the finale.
Not for the story. And then I'm still not forgiving Filoni and them for how Ezra gets off the damn Star Destroyer and ends up in Republic space. Like, no, that's all dumb. I hate it. They made this is hashtag not my Thrawn. One of the dumbest versions of Thrawn I've ever. Awful. Anyways, Ahsoka season 2 happening. Whoopee. What do you want to see out of a Mandalorian and Grogu movie? Like, what is your idea? Not what you think will happen, but if you were to pitch this, what would you have done? If they're like, we have to have a Mando and Grogu movie, Mr. Clark, tell us what you got.
It has to be about those two. So, you know, if they're in the title characters, it has to be about those two and a development and the relationship. That would have to be the core of it. I mean, the plot that you go here, collect object B, you know, all of that's kind of interchangeable, but surely the heart of the story would be developing that relationship now that they're basically acting as, you know, father and son almost, and Mandalorian Junior, you know, guide and everything like that. But then you've got his Force additions. So, you know, you're kind of looking for Grogu to develop more as a character, and then Din Djarin to react to that development and develop in his own way, you know. So that would be what I would be looking for the core from it. But in terms of an actual plot, like, I would want it simple. Like, they go on a job, maybe job goes bad, but, you know, it leads to some twists and turns and ends up, you know, that would be the kind of thing that would work for me. I don't think it needs to be too large scale to necessarily work.
No,
I don't think you want to spend like $200 million in the budget for this either. You know,
no,
I don't see
don't.
That. I don't see them going crazy
please
in
don't.
The budget for a Mando and Grogu movie. So, because they don't need to, really.
No, I really want to see like a one-off. I don't need the galaxy to be in danger. I don't need this hunt to be connected to, you know, Thrawn. I don't need it to be connected to Bo-Katan and company. Like, really, truly make this.
That's all common anyway, you know.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need this to necessarily be a part of it. And it might be really nice to see if, I mean, hell, it would be a great opportunity to bring back Mayfield. You and I are definitely itching for another Mayfield type scene.
I mean, if I was pitching a Mando movie, he's in it.
Oh yeah,
he's in
for
it
sure.
Because that's
100%.
Drama, you know.
Yes. He's in it.
Relationship works between them.
I think the one thing I don't do, but I am afraid that they will do, I don't do another Luke cameo. There's no more Luke. It's done. We're not going to do this thing where we're going to tease ripping Grogu back away from him.
No, I think if they're going to do a Force thing, it needs to be Grogu himself doing stuff now. I don't think we need this. Well, Ahsoka can't turn up, but yeah, I don't think there's any reason for any Luke shenanigans.
No Luke.
That's been done. Grogu made his choice. He's a Mando now.
Yep.
You know, that's it.
Yep.
So
I don't want to see that. And I would make this about something in his past, you know, involving Mayfield, and they've got to go and either take out this target or go fetch something, whatever the case may be. But he's going to have to shoot a lot of people or beings because, you know, they could be aliens for all we know. Non-human, I should say. He's going to have to put some bodies on the floor and, You could have a lot of fun. Change the title, though. I know what you're aiming at. I know what your intentions are, but they're failing miserably because, let's face it, Grogu is a stupid
title.
Name itself.
I know, but I can kind of understand. As much as I agree with you, I don't like the title, but there's many Star Wars movies I've not liked the title of, and I don't think it's that important. I think the message is, this is a movie about these two popular characters, and that's what they're selling to audiences. And I think that's why they've just called it that, because it's easy. You know.
Any thoughts on dropping the a Star Wars Story subtitle? Any thoughts on that? I don't know what to make of
I
it.
think it's just
I
smart. I
don't.
think going forward, I don't think that you necessarily need to have Star Wars on something. If people watch, you know, people aren't going to look at The Mandalorian Grogu and say, oh, I wonder what this is. Is this not connected to Star Wars? I just, it's out there in the pop culture now. It doesn't, it, they don't need it, you know. It doesn't need to have that Star Wars tag.
They
unless they're
to do
doing an episode
it.
Thing again.
What
you
would,
know, like,
what
so they're
would
making
you
a
call
new saga,
it?
Then it needs to be Star Wars something, you know.
What would you title this if you could retitle it? Because I was thinking about that myself. What would you title it?
I mean, it would be something to do with the plot, I guess, which we can't, you know. So I strike on Al Jira or something like that, you know. And I, you know, I'm just making up, but you know what I'm kind of getting at, that kind of almost B movies type title, but it doesn't necessarily need to have Mandalorian.
No, like Mandalorian Last Hunt, the Mandalorian Final Bounty, or some shit like that. I don't know. Those are some of the things that I was thinking that it would still be kind of corny,
because they know it works,
but better than Mando and Grogu.
Mando, they could have just did like Mando and then a subtitle or something like that, you know, because as much as that's not the name of the show, that's what people call him in the show.
Yeah.
And the name now is, I mean, it's if I put on an article, Mando Season 3, it gets picked up just as well as The Mandalorian Season 3, you know.
I don't know if I would shorten it
in
a title. I know they understand it. I don't know if I would do that. It's a tough
definitely
one.
Definitely wouldn't
it
do it and Grogu at the end.
No.
Mando and Grogu, that sounds like some like odd couple, you know, that we're going to get some kind of comedy.
It's like that's like a sketch on Robot Chicken where they make like some sitcom out of Mando and Grogu, like you said, odd couple type thing. Speaking of an odd couple, there was an odd couple of guys that decided to take a bunch of money, screw over one franchise to go jump ship allegedly to another franchise, in which then they were dropped from that franchise. Benioff and Wise, D&D.
Yeah.
They recently talked about their once Star Wars movie. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, well, the first thing I'll say is I'm not
what
necessarily
they said,
sure it was money related as to
yeah,
why,
no, no,
why
I'm being a little tongue in cheek there.
Because
famously
they did, like, HBO did offer them like, to basically pay
lots
them for free to be connected just to all the other Game of Thrones shows and they're like, but we wouldn't be involved. No, it's just free money and they're like, nah. We don't want our name attached.
Yeah, I was just joking about the money, but they definitely did jump ship and screw it all over.
They definitely, well, I mean, considering at the time HBO felt it should go to like 10 seasons, George R. Martin felt it should go to like 10 seasons. The cast, you know, maybe them, some of them maybe have been fed up, but they were all getting paid very well and doing very, you know, well on the show and everything like that. It was Benioff and Wise that were kind of not wanting to finish this on 8 seasons. And a lot of fans felt that although the ending was okay, it was all rushed in terms of how it all got there. And it kind of ruined the finale for a great show. Maybe my favourite show on TV ever up to that point, to be fair. However, you know, they still do have talent, though. And they were one of the things they were supposed to jump ship to was a Star Wars movie. We never found out what it was supposed to be about. And if
we had
like that,
we had
rumors
our
it was
theories
a
and stuff.
Republic. Yeah, we had theories and stuff. But you
and
know,
our theories
and
were right.
As we know,
yeah,
they were.
Yeah.
and it basically just it get canned, and then they agreed a deal with Netflix. And they're now we're getting the first part of that deal of Netflix, because they've just released, they're making a new show on Netflix called The Three Body Problem, which is an adaptation of the book of the same name by the Chinese author that I will not try and pronounce the name of. you know, and it looks okay, and it's an interesting story. It'll be interesting to see if they can do it again. But what is interesting, what relates to Star Wars, is they've finally opened up a little bit about what their Star Wars movie was about. And they said it was essentially the first Jedi, the first lightsaber. That's kind of what they were looking at, and it was a trilogy that was planned. However, what they have said is that essentially Lucasfilm just decided at some point after that they had pitched their idea of what this was going to be across like maybe a trilogy of movies, that they decided they didn't want that anymore, and basically let them go. Essentially, they were fired, you know, and they didn't want to go that way. But as we know, and what we're going to discuss, the interesting thing is they then greenlit a movie from James Mangold, which is set in this new Dawn of the Jedi era, which is kind of covering the same territory, which maybe tells you it wasn't the idea of the general idea of the first Jedi and all that. Maybe that interested them. But when Benioff and Wise then come back and said, here's how we want to do that, they went, okay, this isn't Star Wars for us, this doesn't work for us, or something like that. We don't know. Whereas Mangold's idea was more, that's kind of what we're looking
for. They were seeing the dailies of season 8 of Game of Thrones and went, nah.
I mean, it could have just been reaction.
I don't know the timeliness of all that, but
I mean, what it would have been, it would have been the fan reaction to season 8 that would have prompted them, because the announcement came that they were done after season 8 had come out, and they were already getting the poor feedback and everything like that. So it is possible that Lucasfilm looked at that and went, well, remember that we've got cold feet here. We don't want to go down and greenlight a trilogy with these guys. But at the same time, they agreed this deal with Netflix, as far as I know, before they were fired, or before that project went up. So they had suddenly got this big money deal with Netflix to produce content. So maybe Lucasfilm just thought, you know what, if you've went and done that and you're not going to commit to us for a period of years, then we're not going to even start this route. We'll get someone else to do it. You know, like, there'll be different sides to that story, I'm sure, won't there?
Yeah. I've been one of the biggest proponents of the pick 1,000 years. In this case, it'll be hopefully tens of thousands, but they'll probably shrink. They love to shrink the time, and they love to shrink the galaxy.
Dawn of the
galaxy
Jedi is like this said big to be now. 25,000 years earlier, is it not?
It will be 25. Okay, good. Because I was afraid they'd only make it like 5,000 or something like that.
I'm not
anyways,
necessarily sure we even get lightsabers in Mangold's one yet. You know, we don't know enough information to say that.
But I've been one of the biggest proponents of going super far in the past or super far in the future, at least 1,000 years, and telling stories that don't have the word or the names Skywalker or Palpatine. And so help me God, I don't want to hear I don't want the prophecy to end up in this. No, don't mention it. The prophecy can come later. I don't want any, don't talk any name, any character, anything that links to the OT, PT, or ST. Just don't, except those books. You know those books are going to end up showing up in this. You just know it. The books that Ray had. The sacred texts.
I guess I always felt the prophecy came much later.
In my opinion as well, but you know they're going to, I mean, come on, man. They finally put a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away in universe. So frack you, Star Wars.
Like happen in that High Republic, and then they could just do it in the books, and it's no biggie,
that would be fine. But yeah, I feel like it would come later, not 25,000 years. The Skywalker, no, please don't
about it. You know,
don't tell me the one that walks skies. I don't want any of that crap. But hopefully it's good. Hopefully it's good.
I think it would basically just be.
They've already done two on the nose, man. They've already done two on the nose. Anyways, those are my feelings on it. Everything with Star Wars, I'm skeptical of at this point, based on, well, Star Wars recently, and you can't blame me. I don't know. We'll see how it goes, man. We'll see how it goes. Was there anything else this week big to talk about? I don't think so. I know one thing, not really something to necessarily talk about like in depth, but the Charmaine Obaid Chinoy stuff from last week. It turned out one of the things we commented on, we didn't harp on it like some people. A lot of people were super focused on the making men uncomfortable. We mentioned that it wasn't necessarily the smartest thing to say, but we had way more comments on other parts.
But of I think hurricane. Because it got reported around the same time. I don't know where it got reported because it wasn't part of that initial one that we covered. But.
And it was like 8 years ago, and it was related to something in which the men who were perpetrating these bad things should have been made very, very uncomfortable. It would dealt with the documentary and stuff. So there was the context for that. So easily, yeah, that in that context, not as bad. Other things she said were still real stupid and not smart for business, including the hey, look at me. I'm the first, not really the first, not even the really the first hired, because there was another first hired to do a female led movie before. But that was still incredibly stupid and not business savvy of her. But I think that's it. I think that's it. I wanted to make sure. That we
until we hear more about any of this or some rumors start to come out, you know, all we know is the official line and a little bit of rumors that we've covered already leading up to this point, you know. So it's just theories at the moment. This is our theory about how it's all worked out, really. But you know, all we know for sure is there's a Mando movie coming. So
yeah, and this will actually be the first one. I cannot believe of all of the movies that were announced of trilogies that were handed off to people or get, you know, given to people that here we are. God, dude, freaking this year will mark 5 years since Rise of Skywalker. This year will also be 5 years
Mando
of the Cantina.
When the Rise of Skywalker came out, did it? Was it its first?
No, it was in its first season.
Because
they needed to show the force healing, so they could make sure Rey
a week before the movie released.
By the way, guys, this is a force power, totally a thing.
Yeah, it's not just Rey, like Grogu used it as well.
To be fair, force healing was a thing in the EU. It did exist, but it was still cheesy the way they did it. And it was so obvious that they were just like...
It doesn't work, though. Remember, the EU was written before the prequels, most of it. So it doesn't work with the prequels that Yoda and all that wouldn't have had force healing abilities. It just doesn't make sense. But anyway, I'm not going to have fun about that.
Hey, the canon is whatever it needs to be, Cam. Whatever it needs to be.
Sadly true.
Get bent. Cannot stand Pablo. Anyways, guys,
for more money. That's
what it is. What I can't stand is people not getting their entertainment news from LRM Online. All the stories we talked about today, plus a lot more across all things in entertainment, available at LRMonline.com, as well as celebrity interviews from the LRM YouTube channel. Be subscribed to the Genreverse YouTube channel, anime and trailer reactions podcast covering everything you can imagine in geek pop culture entertainment. Those podcasts available on all your favorite podcast apps, and we do have merch, link in the description box down below. Cam, anything else to say?
We also have a Genreverse sports channel
At
the moment it only covers really one sport, which is English Premier League soccer. If you're into that or you like kind of talking about it, then myself, some of my fellow British friends are talking absolute rubbish about the Premier League games every week and just ripping the urine out of each other. So give that a watch if you want, and you may like it.
It's a good one. I like it. All right, guys, that'll do it for us. We'll see you next time. May the force be with you.